Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. Connor here.
And Gabe.
We've got questions from you and, frankly, from various places around the world that we're going to answer here. And Gabe, you've got, I think, maybe the most relevant question in terms of what's happening at the political level or at the social level.
Yeah. So the question is, will protests spread the coronavirus? Very apt question at the moment.
Yeah, this is coming off, of course, anyone paying attention to U.S. news after the death of George Floyd, protests in, I believe, hundreds of U.S. cities. It seems like there's hardly a city without one, without a protest, but also
cities
here in
all around Europe, Berlin being one of them, hundreds of people at the Brandenburg Gate at the U.S. embassy expressing their outrage.
On a couple different days, in fact. Yep. So it's not just a U.S. issue, and I think the question is very important. What's the answer, Gabe?
Yeah, I mean, could that have an effect on the spread of the coronavirus? Yes, it can. Aerosols can easily be spread if people are in close proximity to one another, yelling, chanting, singing. But the fact that they are outside, that's going to mean the risk will be lower than if they were inside, obviously. There was a study out of China.
Exactly. A Chinese study from a couple weeks back, we've referenced it on the show, I'll just mention it again, where 1,200 infections were examined in 120 different Chinese cities. Of those 1,200 cases, only two occurred outside. So the wild majority of infections still happen indoors in an indoor setting. So that's the good news. But
doesn't mean it's not going to happen, but it means the likelihood is much lower.
We're about to get a lot of new science on outdoor infections and spreads due to these protests. Okay, kind of connected to that question. If I do want to meet up with people in large groups or privately, just a couple of us, what else can I do besides wearing a face mask, which hopefully you're all wearing when you're in a situation like that, and physical distancing of 2 meters or more? Well, there is a new answer to this question, and it's wear glasses if you need to wear glasses, or, Gabe, I'm going to put them on right here, my sunglasses.
So what? Why?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. It was a surprise to me as well. It was a new study published in The Lancet. It's called Physical Distancing, Face Masks, and Eye Protection. What they did here, this is one of those meta studies. They looked at all of these other studies that others had conducted and tried to draw conclusions by analyzing all of them together. And when it came to glasses, there were 13 studies, a total of 15 actually, that showed wearing eye protection did lower the risk of infection. So, it's kind of complicated. These were in countries like Saudi Arabia, South Korea, China, Canada, and U.S., lots of different places where, they had various information, various kinds of protective eyewear. But basically, if you weren't wearing eye protection in certain settings, there was a 16% chance that you would get infected. You put eye protection
through the eye?
Could be, yeah, could be. And if you, but not entirely, because if you were wearing protective eyewear, it dropped down to 5.5%. So I guess in a sentence, sunglasses have always been cool. In fact, I'd say they're the symbol of being cool in a lot of ways. They've never been cooler than now. If you're going to be around people, put the eyeglasses on. That way, if they accidentally spit when they talk, which, Gabe, you spit a lot when you talk, that way my eyes are protected from those droplets, and you out there can be protected from droplets as well.
Okay, next question. When should I not wear my face mask? Don't wear it when you're going to sleep.
Nope, not necessary at all.
Don't wear it when you're having sex.
Engaging in sexual whatever.
That
sounds ridiculous. We've had this question.
Unless you're into that.
Yeah, there's that. Although, it seems kind of funny, but there is a real risk. A lot of heart attacks occur during sexual acts, what feels like a disproportionate number. Mm. And by having this face mask on,
less oxygen.
Yeah, you might. You're increasing the how hard it is, how difficult it is to breathe.
To get the oxygen,
And so you are arguably increasing that risk.
Okay, when you're driving, do not wear a mask. Depending where you are in the world, it might even be illegal. It could fog up your glasses.
Big problem for people wearing glasses.
Do not wear your mask when you're driving. Children, under six, I believe it is in
Germany.
In Germany. Ava's seven. She has to wear a mask when we go shopping. Lynn is four, does not have to wear it. Children should not, according to a Japanese medical group, they should not be wearing a mask, especially if they're very small. It can
age
increase
two or under two was what the medical group said. Yeah,
that can increase the risk of heat stroke because they're working so hard to get air, to get oxygen. So children, no, not when you're sleeping or having sex or driving a car.
Science Unscripted.